Save big money on all your projects at Menards. Water seeping into your cracks in your concrete can cause costly damage over time. Keep water out and extend the life of your concrete with a tube of ready-to-use concrete repair. It's commercial grade, durable, flexible, and works great for gaps and cracks up to 3/8 inch. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, good morning. Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, hello, welcome. We appreciate you. If you are on the YouTube page, thank you very much for your subscription. If you're on Spotify or Apple, we do a video component of this, although it is just me sitting in my office. But if you consume that way, it is available to you for House of L. Ordinarily, we don't do a second morning buzz, but I had hinted earlier this week that I was thinking about doing another episode as it pertains to the situation with CHSN and Comcast. And I've been digging and gathering and talking to people on both sides of this impasse that we're at right now to try to give you the latest information and try to keep you up to date to what's going on. Blackhawks season has already started. The Bulls season is going to start in a little over a week, which may be significant, which we'll get to later on in the episode. There's one thing that I wanted to share before we keep going, and I want to allow you to hit the eject button if you feel like this might be conflict of interest. I'm a big proponent of trying to tell people when it comes to me talking about media, even with my students, on how I could be conflicted or biased because of my experience, and that you should look at that in all things. Like, whoever is reporting on whatever, you should, if there are issues of bias or conflict of interest, as long as you know, then you can kind of decide what you want to do with the information. So let me spell out some of my conflicts first, and then you can decide if you want to continue with the episode or hear what I have to say. I have worked for both of these companies. The CHSN is born out of Stadium Network, which is born out of 120 Sports, which I worked for. I worked for Stadium as recently as July. I do not work for CHSN. That is, I don't work there. So, at least not yet. I haven't been offered any opportunity to do stuff on their over-the-air product because, I don't know why because, but I was offered to do something on their digital platform, which Odyssey will not allow me to do, for a lot of reasons, and some of them are good, including the fact that they grandfathered in this particular podcast to allow me to do this because I presented it to them first when House of L started 6 years ago. I also worked for Comcast. NBC is a subsidiary of Comcast. So I worked for Comcast starting in 2011 at NBC5. And obviously my work over at NBC Sports Chicago, which I've chronicled throughout this podcast, and there are episodes about the end of NBC Sports Chicago that you can go back and listen to or watch. But I'll try to be brief in explaining some of this stuff, but I wanted you to understand that if you feel like I have conflict of interest in discussing this, I at least want to be upfront with you about where the conflicts may lie, and then you can judge on your own whether you want to go forward with the episode. Cool? Cool. Okay. To kind of start things off, because I think it's weird, because I actually ran into this at the barbershop last week, and I know you're like, Lawrence, you don't have any hair. Well, I'm shaving it. I actually got a little peach fuzz growing back now, but I'm at the barbershop, and one of my guys at the barbershop, Max, he says to me, he's like, where's the Bulls games? Like, I can't see Goff. I can't see Kendall. Where are the Bulls games? Where's your channel? And I was like, my channel doesn't exist anymore. NBC Sports Chicago doesn't exist. These are the things I've been trying to tell y'all, because I think there's still some people where it's a surprise. October 1, NBC Sports Chicago stopped broadcasting. They no longer have the contract with the Bulls, Blackhawks, and White Sox. And that's partly by design. Overall, there are still markets where the NBC regional sports networks are still flourishing, like NBC Bay Area, NBC Sports California. There's still some places where it's flourishing. But for the most part, NBC, Comcast, Xfinity has gotten out of the RSN business. The issue also is that NBC is a multifaceted company. It is linear television like NBC5. It is digital television. It is internet. It's phone. So because of that, you can have someone who is an Xfinity internet customer, but maybe they have DirecTV. I've personally found it easier to just do, I think it's called the X1 bundle for me. So all of my internet is Xfinity. I think my phone is Xfinity too. And my cable is Xfinity. Therefore, if I were to move to another platform, it would be a pain in the butt. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, it would be a pain in the butt for me to move to something else. Now, I'm lucky. I work in this business. There are some things that I can and I can't expense, you know, as far as what my taxes are because of this job and my other actual job. So I wanted to kind of talk about that too, because I think that it plays a role in this. Both of these companies, like, they're not, both of these companies are here to make money. And I want to try to be fair to everyone involved. There's an argument that Comcast getting out of, or redefining, maybe that's a better way to put it, redefining the regional sports network model is actually better for the consumer. In the case of Chicago consumers, it doesn't feel that way right now. But here are some of the things I want to get into. And I talked with some people who know on both sides of this thing. And I want to share, I did it a little bit inside of a tweet, but I obviously can give you more context inside of this podcast, which is part of the reason the House of L exists. All of this stuff is really detailed and layered. There are things that I don't know, okay, or I don't understand. And I've been trying to get a better understanding, but it is multi-layered and complex, okay? That's the first thing I want to share here. If you were wondering, well, wait, why can't CHSN just put their programming on Channel 9 or Channel 5 or Channel 26? That's an excellent question. It's one of the questions that I had. Here's how it was explained to me. And some of the local television stations have reached out to CHSN for the idea of like a game of the week. Okay. But if you're Channel 9, you have CW programming that is going to get in the way at night. You also have the ACC, you have Live Network, you've got WWE now. So if you were just like, oh, we'll just throw it on Channel 9, that doesn't really work. I'll get to like 9.1, 9.2, et cetera, in a second. If you're channel 26, the U, you might be better off running reruns of Seinfeld, like straight up and down, like those rate. King of Queens, that stuff actually rates, and in some cases, rates higher than sports. And I know that that sounds weird because overall, live sports is one of the driving forces behind television networks. It's why the NFL can charge what it charges. But the NFL is not local hockey, baseball, and basketball. The NBA has a huge contract. The Chicago Bulls, that's a different story. So, okay, what if Channel 9 were to give one of their digital channels away to CHSN? What I'm told is that because, and I want to make sure I get this right, because I have it in my notes here. What have to go on is there are already retransmission deals that are done for all of the local digital outlets. Those deals can't be renegotiated. So if you're 9, 5, 26, whomever, 32, whomever, you could put it on, but CHSN is not going to reap any benefit other than being on. And they would like to make money for their product too. So these retransmissions negotiations can only be done when the deals are up. That's part of the language of it. So it is something that CHSN has tried, but they're still going to run into the firewall of Comcast and those stations being carried on Comcast networks. Comcast is 50% of the Chicago market. 50% of people who theoretically want to watch the Bulls, Blackhawks, and White Sox, they're on Comcast systems. And eventually, I think sooner rather than later, you're going to see CHSN and the teams start to do what stations have always done in this situation, which is they're going to plead to you to help them fight the battle. Call your provider is what they're going to say. Call Comcast. I would imagine that on some of the broadcasts, you're going to see a crawl on the bottom of the screen as getting you to act. Okay. And say, call Comcast and tell them this is what you want. Here's part of the problem. Comcast is really good at playing chicken. And if you need an example of it, just look what happened with Diamond Sports and Bally. There were blackouts for almost half of the baseball season this year in Bally markets because Comcast wants regional sports networks to be on its highest tier, the tier one digital. Now, from what I've been told, CHSN would love to be on the basic, which is about 80% of the people who have Comcast have a basic subscription and they want to live there. And Comcast's feeling is no, like everyone else has to be on the tier one digital level. You're no different. And that's what happened with all of the Diamond teams, Detroit, Atlanta, Kansas City, I think it was like half of the league because of their deal. There were blackouts for a big portion of the season because of that. And it's something that you need to keep in mind. I do feel like it's important to be fair to CHSN. I think this is not anything that anyone has told me. I just from being around it, I think most people involved thought that there would be an extension, that NBC Sports Chicago would exist through March of 2025. And then the new network would launch. that would have given them more time to get all of this stuff ready. And they would have only had to worry about really one team getting up and running. So I guess technically like through May or through April of 2025, you finish the seasons of the Bulls and the Blackhawks on NBC Sports Chicago. You start the new season of the White Sox on CHSN. And then the next season, the Bulls and the Blackhawks come over there. A lot of people were shocked that the launch of NBC, that CHSN's launch was going to be October 1. They had to scramble. They had to hire. I don't even think they're done really hiring over there. They're still trying to put this together. And as I mentioned in another podcast, if you're like, well, that's easy, just pick up NBC Sports Chicago and move it. Well, the people who were working at NBC Sports Chicago, a lot of them had tenure. A lot of those people had severance packages because they were day one employees, which means that they don't have to work right now. I know people who work for, who've worked for NBC Sports Chicago since day one and finished. So they were there for 20 years. They have 40 weeks of severance. You're going to have to make a really attractive offer to me if you're CHSN to get me to give up that, where I've got 40 weeks where if I don't want to, I can spend time with my kids. I can go on vacation. I can start a new career if I want. I can just take a break to then go into the meat grinder of starting up a new network is a lot. So it's not as easy as just, well, everyone come over there. And as you've seen, that people are scattered. Folks that used to work at NBC Sports Chicago have gone on and done other things. They have gone home. They have taken a break. All of those things. And there's some that did end up at CHSN, which I think is good. There's also new people over there. And then the infusion of people who worked at Stadium that are helping to try to navigate this. What I will tell you of what I've sampled, and I did a whole episode because I have a digital antenna, their programming is fine. Like, there's no issue. I don't like the bug. I don't like the bug in the top left-hand corner, but that's just my personal preference. I also don't think that you should, home and away, a home team should be on the bottom or on the right if your bug is laying horizontal instead of vertical. But that's a matter of choice. It's their choice. It's their network. But there's a lot to digest here. That regional, that tier one, it's costing people at a minimum, I think, $19.20 a month to be a part of that. And my biggest thing is direct to consumer. Like, you need to build a streaming app. There are hurdles with that too. And considering the amount of time that they had to get it up and running, to me, it's one of the solutions along with getting this thing done. CHSN could end up losing, you know, tens of millions of dollars. And I imagine there are a lot of fans that aren't going to be that upset about it because how they feel about Jerry Reinsdorf or how they feel about the Wirtz family. But they had to do something, because the place that they had didn't exist anymore.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno can make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Marino and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for. Social security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community. Capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Here's another part of this, because people are like, well, you know, look at the Cubs. The Cubs end up building their own thing. I think they have may have been late on this too. Now, Marquee's fine. Like, it's not going away. But I think that the Cubs came into this thing late, where some of the, like the Dodgers deal is bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars for them. And the Yes Network deal for the Yankees, they're making a lot of money. I think that Marquee came in on the tail end of this. And I'll tell you straight up, I had a conversation earlier this year with a baseball executive that was saying that all of this stuff, the stuff with Diamond and Bally's, all of this stuff with the regional sports networks and kind of the demise of the regional sports networks could end up meaning that the owners could go back to the players and ask for money. There might be salary suppression here because of how these deals have gone. I talked with a player rep about this. They're very aware of there might be some ask backs by Major League Baseball because of how all this is gone. So there's a lot here. And I mean, honestly, I'll probably have to do another episode of this, because I'm sure that there will be people who reach out to me if they see this or hear about this episode of the podcast that will want to add stuff. I actually had a colleague when I was talking about it on Twitter last night, and this colleague, trusted colleague in another market, said this to me: Comcast held firm with Diamond for 3 months this summer, even after Diamond negotiated deals with other providers. Comcast wouldn't budge. No Twins or Tigers games in huge chunks of their markets from May 1st to August 1st. Diamond finally accepted the tier one status. If CHSN thinks they're winning, they're not. Comcast isn't worried about the loss in sports customers. And my colleague is dead right about this. Comcast has kind of talked with their customers or looked at the habits of their customers and said, for the most part, people don't care about regional sports networks. They want what they want. They want ESPN, they want Monday Night Football, they want Sunday Night Football, but they are good at playing chicken. Let me get back to your role in this and you being involved in it. One of the things that I think hurts CHSN, now, to be straight up with you, I think eventually a deal gets done, but I think one of the things that hurts their leverage, their negotiating power with Comcast, is where the three teams that are on CHSN are right now. They're in rebuild mode. And how motivated are you as a consumer going to be to get on the phone with Comcast, knowing how long you're going to have to wait to get someone on the phone? It would be different if these were championship building years. And yeah, Connor Bedard is box office. We all love watching him. But we know that the Hawks are bad, even though they've gotten off to a decent start. The Bulls have told you they're rebuilding, and the White Sox were the worst team in history. So how motivated are, if you're someone who has wants CHSN because you're a White Sox fan, this doesn't affect you yet. It will, but it doesn't affect you yet. So are you going to get on the phone in October for the Bulls and Blackhawks? Maybe. But if your number one thing is the White Sox, there's still months of this for you before it becomes critical mass. Now, I think next week is an important inflection point. No diss to the Hawks, but because the bull season will start off, and Reinsdorf in particular has inroads with the NBA writ large, I think that they might be able to help lean on Comcast a little bit, but keep going back to what happened with Diamond and Bally. They didn't care. They are changing their business model, and right now, the RSNs aren't something that's really supplementing what it is that they do. Everyone wants to get paid here. The way I look at it, you could flip it, but the way I look at it, there are no bad guys here. You could totally flip it and you can say there are no good guys here. I'm looking at it this way. Each of these entities is trying to win their own balance sheet. And we'll see who will prevail. But CHSN needs Comcast more than Comcast needs CHSN. That's just the truth of it. But maybe next week, after people start missing regular season NBA games, they'll be motivated to pick up the phone and call Comcast. I need to see it to believe it. I know people are angry, and you have a right to be. These are some of the issues when someone else loves something that you own, something else that you love. So I feel your frustration. I see your frustration. I'm sure that there'll be frustration inside the comments to this post. But every time CHSN posts something on social media, put the game, get the Comcast deal done, CHSN may have to just take it, just like Bally's did, and end up on that sports tier. Before I jump out of here, I will say the 62.2, 62.3 thing has not worked out as well as I thought it would initially, but I still think that it is a interesting pivot by CHSN to go, okay, we couldn't get these digital deals done with 5, 9, 26, whomever. But we have our own place, so we don't have to worry about it. It's over the air, and 600,000 people in Chicago, in the Chicagoland area, can see our games. That's nothing to sneeze at, but considering how many more, we're talking like a million homes in the area with Comcast that aren't on board. And until that gets figured out, I'm not sure what they're going to do from a production side of it. And I actually joked with a couple of my friends who work over there. When a new network is starting up, when something new is starting up, you don't always want to see it right away because everyone's trying to figure everything out. So maybe it's not the worst thing, but from a financial standpoint, it's not great. And we'll see where this goes. Let me see if there's anything else. in my notes. Yeah, they're gonna be some offers too. And I know people bristled at the idea of the DirecTV stream, that 5 days free, because you don't want to pay for something else. I think that you're going to end up paying one way or the other, which is why the $40 that you end up spending for an antenna one time is worth it. But then there's the idea of, well, then I have to be a slave to watching the games live. Like I literally talked with a CHSN executive about the score, because when it comes to Hawks highlights, how are we supposed to get them? We've got Comcast at the score. So I was like, hey, can you guys just send us, can you Dropbox us 3 or 4 highlights so that if we wanted to play a Hawks highlight, we could, or if we want to also play along with Chuck and Bill, if we wanted to play Adam Amin and Stacy, we can, because we just don't have it. Each of us individually might have it, but if you're taking it off of an antenna TV, the idea of recording it and then placing it into our system, it's very difficult and maybe not worth it. With the Bulls games, we'll have Chuck and Bill's calls that we can play. We'd love to have all of it. We'd love to share it. Like, that's part of our, you know, agreement with what was NBC Sports Chicago and what will be with CHSN. But we literally can't get the highlights. Think about that. That's how back to the future that it's gone, where what would have to happen is you would have to, I've been trying to work the problem. We'd have to hire someone to come in to our studios and run Adobe on the game, on a game. We'd have to take a TV and put it into our boards, an antenna TV, put it into our boards, then run Adobe, and then cut off of Adobe. It can be done, but it's not the greatest thing. It doesn't make things easy at all, because we already have someone who's cutting the radio call of Bulls game. It's a whole thing. That's not your concern. It's just something that I made a point to this executive and say, could you just send us a highlight package every day? We need it. All right, there's more to this, and as I get more, I'll share more, but this is what I know as of now. And I hope this helps. I hope it gives you some of the players in this. And I'll just reiterate again. They kept baseball off in half the markets for 3 months. Comcast is really good at playing chicken. I hope that this works out for everyone and everyone gets to get paid. I hope that my friends at CHSN get an opportunity to show a broader audience some of the great programming that they're doing over there. And I understand where Comcast is coming from. They have a business to run. And we'll see what type of pressure CHSN can do, what type of pressure you're willing to do, because you're going to be asked to be mobilized. I promise you, over the next week, that is going to happen. But the goal is to be able to watch the teams that you love, right? So good luck. And if you are one of those people, and I've had to deal with a couple of them inside of my mentions, if this doesn't affect me, I'm so smart. Yeah, well, congratulations. It affects a great many other people that have their bundles already with Xfinity and Comcast. And they don't want to have to go through the hardware and software of changing over. So I'm glad that things are working out for you. Show a little empathy to the people that it's not working out for. Okay? I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.